From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Israelis are mourning the victims of this morning's Palestinian suicide bombing. As we've been reporting, a bomber blew himself up on a crowded bus in Jerusalem, not far from Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's residence. 10 Israelis were killed and dozens more were wounded. The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade claimed responsibility for this attack. The Palestinian militant group said it was in retaliation for yesterday's Israeli army raid in Gaza, which left 8 Palestinians dead.
Today's bombing came hours after Israel released around 430 Arab detainees as part of a prisoner exchange with the Lebanese Islamist group Hezbollah. The deal was brokered by the German government. We'll hear from our reporter in Beirut in just a few minutes. First to NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
For 4 Israeli families and hundreds of Palestinian families, it was a day of waiting. This evening, more than 3 years after they were reported missing in action on Lebanon's border, the bodies of 3 Israeli soldiers who had been killed by Hezbollah guerrillas were flown back to Israel. After the coffins arrived, a military ceremony was held, attended by Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. The 3 wooden coffins, each draped with an Israeli flag, were laid before a crowd of hundreds of family members and Israeli officials. The fathers of 2 of the soldiers, Adi Avitan and Benny Avraham, said the traditional Jewish prayer for the dead, the Kaddish. The 3rd soldier, Omar Sawayed, was a Druze, a sect that is an offshoot of Islam. An imam read a surah from the Quran. In his speech, Sharon justified releasing hundreds of Arab prisoners in exchange for the bodies of the 3 soldiers and an Israeli businessman. Many in Israel had criticized the deal, saying the price was too high. But Sharon insisted that Israel will do everything needed to bring its citizens home.
There is great satisfaction today that a promise was kept and a commitment was fulfilled. It was a correct ethical decision that was taken despite its heavy price.
For the family of the one living Israeli involved in the exchange, Elchanan Tannenbaum, it was a day of relief and joy. Tannenbaum, who is also a colonel in the Israeli reserves, said he went to Lebanon on business and to seek information on Israeli Air Force navigator Ron Arad. Arad bailed out during a mission over Lebanon in 1986. Israeli intelligence officials believe his Lebanese captors eventually handed him over to Iran, although the Iranian government denies this. Israeli officials said Tannenbaum was not in Lebanon for the reasons he gave. Israeli media reported he had extensive gambling debts and hoped to close a lucrative business deal. The media said he was lured to an Arab Gulf country and from there kidnapped by Hezbollah more than 3 years ago. In an interview with Hezbollah's Al-Manar TV, Tannenbaum said he was well treated.
I have to say that the treatment I received was good, almost without exception, even very good.
While the scene at Israel's airport was somber, there was a different feeling at Israeli army roadblocks in the West Bank and the Erez crossing point in Gaza. At the Erez crossing, scores of Palestinians waited anxiously for the release of their relatives from Israeli prisons. The crowd didn't even wait for the bus to stop. Salem Sharab, who came to meet his nephew, said he was especially happy that he was freed just days before the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha, which begins next week.
Actually, it's a great happiness, especially that it's coming like 2 days only before the feast, and it adds to the happiness of the feast to have the son who was in prison.
One of the released prisoners, Bakar Kamal Maadi, said he wished Israel would have freed more of the estimated 6,000 Palestinian detainees in Israeli jails.
Actually, I cannot deny my happiness that I am released, going to be among my family, but in the same time, this happiness is mixed with a big sorrow for all of my colleagues and the brothers who remain in jail, and they would spend more than 10 years and more and more.
Another key part of today's deal was the release of 29 Arab detainees, most of them Lebanese. Most prominent among them were 2 Lebanese militiamen, Sheikh Abdul Karim Obeid and Mustafa Dirani. Both men were kidnapped by Israel more than a decade ago to use as bargaining chips for information on Israeli navigator Ron Arad. Israeli officials said they hope today's prisoner exchange will lead to Israel receiving information on Arad's fate. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.